Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Tom Ackerman. When a child is struggling in school, we often say, get them a tutor. Well, after the pandemic, a small group of academics lobbied the Biden administration to invest in a large-scale tutoring program, saying that the academic gains were remarkable. The research evidence showed students tutored every week at school could catch up 2 grade levels in a single year. Now, a new study shows almost no improvement when kids use a tutor. Dr. Danielle Edwards, Assistant Professor of Educational Leadership and Workforce Development at Old Dominion University, is the co-author of this study, and she joins us. Thanks for being with us. You looked at 7,000 students in Nashville, and Nashville, I guess, did invest in tutoring. So how did that program work?
Great. So during the school day and sometimes after school, students were tutored 3 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes and in reading as well as some students in math.
And what are some of the pros and cons? Let's talk positives and negatives of a program like that.
Sure. So the positives are that instead of families having to go out and buy their own tutors, that this is provided at the school either for free, but either during the school day and if they can't participate during the school day, after school. So I think the benefit is that personalized instruction that they wouldn't otherwise be getting, you know, within the classroom. And then I guess some of the cons of this is, right, when you scale a program to this size, you know, sometimes we can't just always do one-on-one tutoring. And so some of the tutoring had to be in more of a small group setting.
What was the biggest factor, do you think, in the showing of no improvement? Was it remote tutors versus in-person or one-on-one versus group? Or what did you find exactly?
So we actually found no differences on those characteristics, and we did find small positive effects in reading achievement, just not in math achievement or in students' grades. And what we think, and we also see good impacts in students who are in the middle of the distribution. So what we think is going on is that the tutoring curriculum was a universal curriculum that was targeted at all students. So the students who were in the middle of the distribution of the test scores benefited the most, whereas students who were at the lower end of the test distribution probably could have benefited from some more individualized curriculum. Also, those two students were tending to get other supports like small group instruction from teachers in different setting, so maybe that was just more effective for them than tutoring.
This is Dr. Danielle Edwards of Old Dominion University taking a look at 7,000 students in Nashville and tutoring. Did it matter the subject, Dr. Edwards?
Yes. So we find small and moderate effects in reading, but we do not find any effects in math.
Well, this is very interesting, I'm sure, for parents listening, because some people do spend an awful lot of money on getting tutors for their kids or, you know, having somebody come to the house or doing something online. What would be your advice, if any, to parents who are considering getting tutors to help their kids do better in school?
So this tutoring program that we studied was during the school day. Students were mostly tutored by teachers. So the findings really don't apply to parents buying or getting tutors for their students. It's still a really promising intervention, but just when you give it to 10% of the students in the district, we might just see small effects because you're doing something for so many students.
What else jumped out at you, Dr. Edwards, about this when you took a deeper look at it?
Yeah, so I think there was actually like a lot of cool successes that Nashville Public Schools had implementing this program. They scaled from 100 students in spring 2021 to 4,000 students in spring 2023, so a total of 7,000 students almost over that period. And they actually increased the amount of tutoring they were giving over that time from 8 weeks of tutoring to 12 weeks of tutoring per semester. So I think that was as they got bigger, they were even able to give more tutoring is a big surprise and success.
Do you know offhand if Nashville has decided to continue the tutoring, or are they going to change something up to perhaps make it more effective?
So yes, they're continuing the tutoring. They have continued it this school year, definitely. And they're really actually happy with the results, because getting small impacts for a large percentage of their population is a really good thing for them, versus just, big impacts for a small group of students. And one of the things that they've changed is they're focusing on targeting students at the lower end of the achievement distribution, or instead of the middle of the distribution, trying to provide more targeted supports for those children.
Would you do this in other cities, or has this been done in other cities? Chicago, Atlanta, St. Louis?
So there's a lot of different tutoring models happening right now across the country. The federal government and states have put billions of dollars into school-based tutoring to combat pandemic learning losses. And there are different models in each city. What's great about the Nashville model is that they developed their own curriculum, recruited their own tutors, and did everything in-house, whereas most districts relied on third-party contracted tutors, which those tutors are great, but however, as these COVID relief funds start expiring, that might not be as sustainable. So what's really cool, and what we think other districts can learn from this particular program, is that it's possible to get some results by making your own tutoring program instead of relying on third-party tutors.
That is really interesting stuff, and we're certainly going to digest all of this information. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Danielle Edwards, Assistant Professor of Educational Leadership and Workforce Development at Old Dominion University, joining us here on Total Information AM. And